Chapter 20. Ken O'Keefe and Truth, Justice and Peace. In September 2016, alternative knowledge speaker and podcast host, Max Igan, posted an article about his former friend Ken O'Keefe, Go. Igan described his experience with Go and the proposed World Citizen Contract Initiative. Igan also discusses this in an interview with Richie Allen, which was posted on 31 August 2016. I have been unimpressed with Go since approximately December 2013, when he had failed to follow up on a commitment to discuss the truth about the destruction of the WTC on his short-lived People's Voice program entitled Ken O'Keefe's Middle East. I will explain the background to this below. It is just a shame that someone like Go, who seems to have taken an important and authoritative stance against the horrendous acts of violence, war crimes and occupation by Western and Israeli armed forces in places such as Iraq, Afghanistan and Palestine, has now shown considerable dishonor. Many, many people have been cheering Go on in his strong, public, and fully justified stand against these evil groups of people. How can it be, then, that Max Igan has now become convinced that Go is not who he first appeared to be and is, instead, a counterintelligence agent of some kind? Of course, if you read Max Igan's article, mentioned above and listen to his interview above, this will become very clear. I also asked myself questions about Go, not too long after meeting him, but unlike Igan, I never expended any significant funds or energy supporting him. Ken O'Keefe, Awakened State, the 11th of May 2013. Both Go and myself were kindly invited to speak at the Awakened State Conference in Edinburgh in May 2013. Go had filled in for Tony Farrell, who pulled out of the conference a few months before it was due to take place. Hence, this conference was where I first met Go and he sat through my presentation about the energy cover-up, and how it links into what happened to the WTC. His talk, entitled War of Terror, Iran, Palestine, Syria, False Flags and Banksters, was given on the same day as mine. At some point over the weekend of the conference, I told him that I was aware that he had appeared on Press TV with Jim Fetzer and Kevin Barrett and that he should be wary of these characters, as I had documented their part in the criminal cover-up of 9/11 events 110. Fetzer's role in the cover-up is probably far more significant than Barrett's, however. Following the conference, we both traveled back down south and I spent over 1 hour with Ken O'Keefe explaining personally to him, face to face, during the train journey, that the 9/11 thermite story was bogus. On my laptop, I showed him a PowerPoint presentation about the destruction of the WTC and I went over the main points, showing him the photos and video clips. He said, "I think I can see what you mean," or words similar to this. I gave him a free copy of Dr. Judy Wood's Where Did the Towers Go 3, which proves the thermite story is false. When I gave him this tome, he seemed deeply appreciative, even bowing his head and seeming genuinely moved by this. On 4 November 2013, we talked on Skype and, if you listen to an extract from this conversation, it seems he got what was in the book, and why it was so important. He said to me, "I've started reading Judy's book and I've watched some videos and whatnot and I'm convinced. In fact, I have to say, I'm planning admitting my own. Wow, even I was manipulated as well, because how did I not see this sooner? Clearly the lack of debris. I had been meaning to look at Dr. Judy's stuff, but I hadn't done it and who knows how much longer it would have been. But it's obvious. It's clearly obvious. What I've come to love about Judy's position is that while it reveals this incredibly destructive technology, the flip side, as she makes very clear, is that this technology could be used in the most constructive of ways and literally liberate us on a massive scale. So this is the proverbial silver lining in the dark cloud, if we choose to see it. For me, this is where one of the issues we need to confront. The very serious issue of all the infighting and the politics and the bullshit where we sit and argue over details, and while I'm willing to accept that people are convinced that it's thermite and so on and so forth, I don't think it's so important as it is for people to see the truth about this issue. I really thought he got it. He even talked about the silver lining of free energy, which few people talk about. He therefore invited me onto his first Middle East program planned later in November 2013 and I agreed to go down to London on 24 November, but he never followed up with his invitation. Indeed, The last I heard from him then was when he was asking a question about the Dr. Greg Jenkins, Dr. Judy Wood ambush interview. Ken O'Keefe promotes 9/11 disinformation. A few months later, it became clear, however, that Go had decided to help to promote disinformation about 9/11. On a 9/11 special program he did, neither Dr. Wood nor myself were invited to discuss the evidence, and he did not mention her investigation and court case 121. Instead, he allowed Chris Bolland to lie about what happened to the WTC and what Dr. Wood has said. I explained, in detail, to Go that the thermite story was a lie, and in his Skype call to me, linked above, he seemed to understand this. So, then, it was now on record that Ken O'Keefe had not chosen the path of truth with regard to what happened on the 11th of September. In Co's 9/11 special, Chris Bolland gets quite a lot of time and talks about thermite. I mention Bolland because he is also part of the 9/11 cover-up and has chosen to lie about Dr. Wood's research. Again, Bolland has not taken evidence to court and he just repeats the Jones/Gage/AE911 talking points. Why is Bolland lying about someone else's research, if he claims to be interested in the truth about 9/11? Why did Go give this liar airtime? I explained all this to him and he agreed it was a good investment of time. Now, as Go discusses, there is evidence that Zionists played their part in orchestrating and covering up what happened on the 11th of September, and it seems there are other powerful vested interests connected with the Israeli and US/Israeli power structures that have their dirty fingerprints all over the 9/11 planning and its cover-up. However, to miss out everything I told him, and instead include disinformation that I had already pointed out to him, was a huge disappointment to me, as I took him to be an honorable man. In September 2015, I posted some of these remarks on a thread on Facebook and Co replied to my comments, with some apparent humility. He argued that he had given Bolland airtime because Bolland was willing to talk about Mossad and 9/11. So why did he also include the 9/11 disinformation that Bolland was coming out with? He could have just edited that out, and contacted me to discuss other aspects of 9/11. After all, we'd already agreed he would do that. So, I commented to Co, on Facebook. Ken, I respect what you are trying to do. However, you wrote you are feeding the very problem that is among our deepest of problems, and I could say exactly the same to you, because you helped promote false information about 9/11. We know it is false scientifically and we also know it is false based on the actions, or lack thereof, of those promoting it. The reason I didn't reach out to you was because I thought you understood what I was trying to tell you. I thought you understood the scientific evidence and also about what people like Fetzer and Barrett were doing, muddling up the vastly important truth of what happened to the towers, the most important issue of our time, because it affects geopolitics, energy, the weather and all issues connected with those things. Of course, what I hope people will do is say oops, sorry I was wrong, and I can now see this. But unfortunately, most people go along to get along, because that's politics. Myself and Dr. Wood are not politicians and only concern ourselves with the evidence of what happened. I won't bother to address what you said about Dr. Judy Wood as it's not relevant to the evidence I showed you in May 2013. I have also reverse-engineered the cover-up of 9/11, and it's all in my free book. The fact that many people don't like what is in our books, or they don't like our personalities or the way we speak, doesn't make it untrue and it doesn't in any way reduce the importance of those truths. I hope you can understand this. Best wishes, I hope you are successful in exposing the things you are working on, but be aware there are scoundrels around you try to convince you some things are not known or are not that important. I subsequently offered to do an interview with Co, so that we could straighten it all out. We could then have talked to each other about the parts of 9/11 which interest us, and record it as an interview. I even offered to set it up and record it and edit it, at my own expense. I said I would seek his approval before posting it online. I also offered to buy him some lunch. He seemed to be amenable to this at first, but then backed out of the idea saying, "I cannot work with you." Former US Marines. When Max Igan posted his comments, and I had read through his article, I was reminded that Kay had apparently been a US Marine. Now that Max Igan had revealed evidence that he and others had been misled by Kay, it reminded me how another former US Marine, Jim Fetzer, had misled me, and many others, a few years ago. Fetzer has continued to mislead people ever since. A similar scenario unfolded with a man called Pete Santilli, who became an uber supporter of Dr. Judy Wood and her research for several months. He heavily promoted the WDTTG book on his guerrilla media network, and I recorded an interview with him on more than one occasion. Santilli got involved in various squabbles and even recorded and posted a conversation with another character called Gordon Duff, where Duff admitted that Dr. Wood was correct and disinformation had to be circulated. Santilli even had an interview with Jim Fetzer, which had Fetzer effing and blinding when Santilli grilled him. Later, however, Santilli was caught up in the long-running protest, standoff at Bundy Ranch, and allegations of him being an FBI informant began to circulate. I don't know what the truth is about Pete Santilli, but he certainly started a lot of fights, and the muck that got spattered around then had the potential to become attached to Dr. Judy Wood and myself, perhaps. I mention all this because Pete Santilli was a U.S. Marine. I then began to wonder what connection there might be to experiences disclosed almost 20 years ago by Kay Griggs, former wife of a U.S. general. Kay Griggs, who had terrible and violent experiences at the hands of her husband, was also treated badly by one or more U.S. Marines that she knew. Conclusions. Max Igan has come to a similar conclusion to myself in that Go is not being honest in his dealings with others. Igan raises additional important questions about exactly how Go has been able to travel freely around the world when people of less importance are on a no-fly list. I feel sorry for Max that he trusted Go as much as he did. The result is yet another explosion of angst and ill-feeling and negative energy between prominent figures in the truth movement, for want of a better term, all part of a successful and often imperceptible plan to divide and rule those that stand against the evil powers that control the world.